I'm sitting, hang on, in a cafe in Oundle. It has been raining all day, actually, and there's a market outside because we're at the Oundle Food Festival, and I'm with Matt from Good Food Magazine. Matt, why and what made you start this magazine? Because it's a complete change from what you used to do.
Well, living in Melton Mowbray, there's the sign saying that Melton was the home of rural food and drink in the UK, which kind of gave me the idea that there should be a magazine around here that ties all this local food together. So that led me to want to publish something locally. So I've done it, and it's heading in the right direction now.
It's got quite a following now, and the subscribers are in their hundreds, which is fantastic, and heading, in fact, more. And the magazine does some advertising, but I think that this magazine is led by voices, and it reminds me, as I've said a few times, about the old Waitrose Illustrated, because it's full of the most incredible content. Where do you get all your content from?
Well, basically, there's so much going on locally that it fills itself, and that's the truth. It's amazing how much is going on out there locally, and it's really exciting to follow it editorially. And the Waitrose Illustrated side of things, a lot of that comes from the illustrations in the mag, which are done by my father in watercolour. So that's an extra little tale, really, which is good.
It is actually a very beautiful magazine, and it's sort of got its own personality there, because it's sort of got classic. But you're on Twitter, and you're modern, and you're quite active like that, and you have a website as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, greatfoodmag.co.uk. So we put a lot of content online, because I think you've got to be online these days to make an impression, and you've got to be there. It's your shop window almost for people, so we have a lot of content there. So do have a look if you're ever on the internet.
What are we looking at in terms of what's coming up with the magazine? Because I know there's some pretty exciting features coming out soon.
Yeah, so we've got a sort of bread theme running in the next issue, which comes out in September, harvest time and everything. So we've got a recipe from Dan Leopard, of all people, from The Guardian, which is fantastic to get him in the mag. And we've got a feature on Claybrook Mill, their water mill in Leicestershire, who create a lot of great flour. And we've got loads more stuff coming up. We've got the Christmas issue to think about as well now, which is amazing, really.
It is incredible. You think you're sitting in summer sunshine, and there is actually sunshine now. Look at that. But we're thinking about the Christmas issue. Where can we buy this magazine?
Well, locally it's on sale in Waitrose, in Leicestershire and Rutland currently, hopefully in the wider area soon, and also in WH Smith, so they're the two main outlets. But lots of farm shops as well will stock it, so keep your eyes out.
And can we subscribe to buy it as a subscription on you know, as something that would arrive in the post to us as well?
Absolutely, yeah. You can buy single issues or subscriptions online, greatfoodmag.co.uk, so just head over there and make your purchase.
Well, it's certainly become a centre and a sort of community of excellence. I've really, really impressed with it, and I'm really delighted to be doing some freelancing and some working for you for this. Thank you very much for the opportunity. It's been really amazing to be supported by you as well.
No, thank you. Thanks for all your work. It's been great.
That's lovely. Well, I'll look forward to seeing the next issue.
Yep, it'll be out soon.